If we is there anybody else around? Just right, we're almost out of time, but anybody else there that wants to say hi, maybe?
Either Nick or Steve.
Sure, one of them.
Okay, come on. Let's go.
We're doing a group interview one by one. This is great. I know we've got to go for a break. We've got to get back to music. Hi there.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, it's Jeremy Bradley here, Top of the Charts on the radio. How are you?
Not too bad. You're talking to Steve right now.
Hi, Steve. How are things going in rehearsal there?
Awesome. We're actually just wrapping up.
Good. Yeah. Now, there's a bit of controversy about who is obsessed with their hair and checking themselves out in the mirror. Is it CJ or Derek?
Well, personally, in my opinion, it has to be CJ.
Okay.
Although it takes Derek longer to do his hair in the morning, CJ will be the one who constantly checks it.
Okay. So where do you fall in the time scale from getting ready? Like, are you in the middle? Who are you the quickest? How does it work?
I basically roll out of bed, take my 5 minute shower, and that's it. It goes from CJ, Derek, Nick, and me. Even though Nick and me are pretty much tied.
Ah, interesting. Do you have any dirt on CJ? Because Derek really didn't have anything juicy to pass along.
I don't know. I mean, there's so much. I don't know. Who even hears on CJ? We already know that he looks in the mirror a lot.
Yeah, we've covered that.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. Is Nick around? Let's just say hi to everybody then, since we've...
Yeah, of course.
Since
we've
got you on the phone.
Thanks. What's up?
Hey, Nick, Jeremy Bradley here, Top of the Charts on the radio. How are you?
How's it going?
Things are good here. It sounds like there's quite a busy schedule.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, you know, just practicing all day, every day.
Yeah.
Seems to be our life lately.
See, I don't know if you've heard, but for the past about 10, 15 minutes, I've been trying to get, you know, dig and find some juicy, you know, gossip or anything scandalous about the guys, but the worst thing we have is that it takes Derek a long time to do his hair.
That's not Derek.
Is that as good as it gets?
Let's see what we got here. I'll start with Steve.
Oh, okay, we'll cover everybody.
All right, let's see. I don't know any dirt, that's the thing. Like, it's so, I mean, like, we've been with each other for so long, things that we used to think was dirt on each other is now like just like second nature. Like, it seems so normal to us. It's just not.
Okay, let me ask you this then. So do you have any sisters?
I don't. I have a twin brother. That's it.
Okay. Let's pretend you've got a sister. You know, big brothers are always really protective of their sisters. Which of the guys would you want to absolutely stay away from your sister?
Derek.
Oh, see, okay, so now we're getting somewhere. So why, I'm going to get in trouble, I know it, but why Derek?
Derek is quite the ladies' man.
Oh, is he? Oh, see, Derek didn't mention that.
He's settled down, but we'll see how long that's for.
Hey, should we place a bet live on the radio right now?
Yes, I think we should.
Okay, at the expense of someone's relationship, we're going to place a bet on the radio. I love it. Wow, doesn't get any better than that here. Classy as always on Top of the Charts. Okay, so he's a ladies' man. What about CJ then?
CJ does not have a girlfriend. No one's got as much game as Derek. Derek plays the best game.
Okay.
Derek plays the best game, definitely.
Does CJ seem lonely? Should we have him back on the show to sort of do like a dating game one time, or?
We should. Maybe we should get him on a date. I think we should get him on
that.
A dating.
Okay.
Game.
All right. We've got what, like 400,000 listeners? I'm sure there's somebody out there that would. If you could,
I bet you he can find at least a couple.
And if we pool our money together, I'm sure we could. No. But if you could maybe like sum him up. If you're trying to introduce him to somebody, like what three words would you use to describe CJ then? If you're finding him a date.
Well, I would just tell everyone that he's a lead singer in a band, and I think girls are attracted to that.
Well, I don't know. Has it been working though?
What?
Has it been working for him though?
I guess you're right, it hasn't been working, but I don't know if he's been trying. I think when he tries, you know, he can do it, but he's just, I guess we're focusing on the music right now.
Yeah, well, that's definitely the way to do it. You don't want to start getting into these scandals right off the bat. This is your first album, yeah?
This is our first, our first full-length album that's going to be, like, nationwide. Otherwise, we did one in CJ's basement, and that was a little different.
Yeah, okay, so it's still too... Okay, and it's way too early then for tabloid drama. We don't need that right now. But we'll definitely be checking in with you again as the tour's going on, as the album's out. Congratulations and everything.
Great.
You know what? We'll end it with you because they're yelling at me. The band is Push Play. The website is, one more time, the website address?
www.myspace.com/pushplayrox.
And we'll be checking that out. Say thanks to all the guys for me. All the best to you.
Of course I will.
All right, take care.
So long and thank you.
Alrighty. Have fun.
Alright, thanks.
Alright, just take care.